Hey everybody, this is Brian from Surf Guru with your Fun Ball Friday and Weekend Surf Report, brought to you by the Main Street Pub in downtown Melbourne. Today on Friday, northernmost Florida is thigh-high at about 5 to 6 seconds from the northeast. Light morning north winds are going to turn northeast for the afternoon and build a little bit. Now south of the Palm Coast, we're going to see thigh to lucky waist-high from the northeast at about 5 to 6 seconds. North morning winds in the low teens are going to turn northeast and build again for the afternoon. For this weekend, northeast winds and northeast 5 to 6 second wind swell for Saturday and Sunday. Saturday's going to have kind of carryover size from today on Friday, but Sunday might be getting a little more size as we may get a little background bump from Gabrielle starting to show up in the water. Looking ahead, winds back off a bit for Monday, but stay on shore as more of the Gabrielle swell starts to fill in from the east. Now that swell is going to be short-lived. Looks like it's going to top out on Tuesday, and looks like we will have favorable winds though on Tuesday, so it should be clean and pretty fun. After that, we're going to be in a downward trend, and looks like we're going to be back to small around Thursday or Friday. Current models would suggest it's going to be about chest high, might be a little bigger, might be a little smaller, but that's going to hinge on how much the storm builds once it hits the warmer waters, but it's still looking like it's going to be fun either way. So speaking of the tropics, looks like Tropical Storm Gabrielle is holding course to swing north and build into a hurricane probably Sunday, sometime in the afternoon most likely. As it swings north, it looks like it's going to stay well over 1,000 miles to the east of us, right around like 1,200 miles by the look of it right now. Now, it is forecast to continue northeast and build a little more as it moves away from us. After that, I'm seeing this big area of low pressure up in the northern Atlantic, and it's probably just going to swallow it up. We have another battle of the long-range models between the GFS and the Euro on this next wave that's coming off of Africa, right on the heels of Gabrielle. The GFS has it staying low in the Atlantic and then hooking north at the last minute about 430 miles off the Florida coast, heading up a little bit and then just kind of fizzling out. The Euro, on the other hand, is being super optimistic on this one. Basically, it's saying it'll dodge the wind shear in the Atlantic, stay out of the waters that Gabrielle were in so it doesn't get into the cooler waters that have kind of lost some energy, and it's going to ride this ridge of this forecasted area of high pressure to shoot the gap between Florida and Cuba and make it all the way into the Gulf. Now, like I said in the written report, that is a lot of ifs, but the Euro has been doing a better job of predicting the movements of these storms that stay kind of in the lower part of the Atlantic. Now, the reason I'm kind of keeping a little more of an eye on this than normal, because, you know, like I usually say, I take all these with a grain of salt. They're so far out, a million things could happen. But the GFS and the Euro are in pretty close agreement all the way up to around the 28th or so, and that's where they kind of split off. So that's kind of one of those things when you have models that are in agreement that you want to kind of keep an eye on it. So anyway, I'll be back on Monday to give you guys an update on all this. And until then, as always, keep an eye on those cams. That's the best way to know what's going to your favorite spot. And hey, everybody, thanks again for checking out Surf Guru.